This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And this is the alternative folk group Tao and the Get Down Stay Down, led by singer-songwriter Tao Nguyen. Their latest album is called We the Common, which Tao says is an attempt to be real live people instead of just singing songs about them. Their effort to be real live people included a move to San Francisco after 7 years on the road and a commitment to social activism, which changed their approach to making music. It's too hot for habits. Tao and the Get Down Stay Down are currently on tour and coming to Boston this weekend. My co-host, Meghna Trakrabarty, talked to them yesterday when they were in Royal Oak, Michigan. They also played for her, including this song, Holy Roller, from their new album.
That's Tao and the Get Down Stay Down performing Holy Roller off their latest album, We the Common. They're led by singer-songwriter Tao Nguyen, and they're joining us today from Royal Oak, Michigan. Tao, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, so why don't you introduce us to who the band members are who make up the Get Down Stay Down part of the group.
Sure, we have Adam Thompson on bass and vocals, and we have Johanna Cunion on keys and vocals, and Ehsan Karimi on the drums.
All right. Welcome to all of you. Great song to get us started off with. Tell me a little bit about Holy Roller. What's going on there?
Holy Roller was the first song I wrote for this new record, actually, and it sort of set the precedent for the tone of revival and gratitude and a bit of redemption. It was inspired in part by old-time revivals. I definitely wanted that energy and celebration involved.
It's interesting to hear that someone as young as you are already feels the need for revival, but you've been really, really busy in the past many years. Let's reach way, way back and start off by talking about where your music came from. Did you play music as a child?
I picked up guitar around 12 years old.
Now, I hope I have this right, because I read that you went after you first picked up guitar that you'd practice at your mother's laundromat?
That's correct. That's a function of my indentured servitude there, and so I had to pass the time one way or another. So I would sit at the counter and make change for the customers, and in between making change, I would practice guitar and fold strangers' laundry all day long. Forever.
I kind of like the romance of the visual of imagining a young Tao playing guitar in the laundromat between, I don't know, folding king-size sheets of laundry.
If you saw the stranger's laundry before the wash, you wouldn't think it was so romantic.
Good point. And so when you started playing, what made you fall in love with it and made you want to sort of devote much of your life to being a musician?
Well, my brother's 8 years older, so I was essentially an only child, and I had a lot of time alone, just bored in the suburbs. And I sort of stumbled into writing songs as a way of escape. It wasn't until probably college, or when I was graduating college, that I decided I would just go for it.
But you weren't studying music in college, right? It was what, sociology and women's studies?
Yeah, my intention was to go into women's advocacy, nonprofit work. I was volunteering and working as an intern at a domestic violence shelter when I was in college. And after about a month of it, I realized that I didn't have the constitution for it. I couldn't confront what was happening on a daily basis. And I have incredible respect for all those folks on the front lines who can do that every day. Mm. At that point, I realized I could be more helpful using music than I could being directly involved in the nonprofit world.
Right, that seems to be the sort of wonderful soul of the new album, We the Common, because you've sort of returned to that center of gravity of advocacy, and specifically women's advocacy with the new album, right?
I think I was looking for a long time, trying to figure out what would give me a sense of grounding in our work, and revisiting the elements of advocacy work that I think are a very pivotal part of my identity. You know, my work with the California Coalition for Women Prisoners became a foundation for this record, and it's just a really important reminder of perspective.
Well, let's hear that perspective that emerges from the new album. Why don't you guys go ahead and play the title track, We the Common? I'd love to hear it.
Sure.
Won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, bath for a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Hold my county line, get down on my city floor. I will suffer no humans, they've been my habit before. Tumble and tremble for what the people do take. And I want in all over your mind. Cause all halfway the common you cry.
Tao and the Get Down Stay Down performing the title track off their new album, We the Common. There's a profound story in there. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
The full title of that song is We the Common for Valerie Bolden. Mm-hmm. And Valerie Bolden was the first person I met when I began doing advocacy visits for the California Coalition for Women Prisoners. I'm a part of a visiting team, and we go every month and a half or 2 months, and you spend about an hour with each person individually. That I'd never been inside a prison before. Everything was new and shocking and devastating. And the song's inspired by our first conversation.
What'd she tell you in that conversation?
what struck me the most as I came away from that, and that I couldn't shake, was how easily we fell into conversation and how lighthearted it was, and then how it was marked by these really poignant moments that I had never experienced with another human being, wherein she spoke of how she missed her daughters and she hadn't seen them for 12 years, and she's sentenced to life without parole, and she said, you know, I don't want to die in here. And there were just these moments of poignancy, not dramatic at all, but very candid. And then we would bounce back to talking about whatever television show. And and I had never I'd never experienced anything like that before.
After having written this album and these songs, which are sort of more grounded in the real gritty experiences of people that you've met, is this the kind of songwriting that you want to do more of?
It's hard to go back to a more insular and inward-looking approach when this record has really opened up another level of connectivity for me and for the band. And if there's any kind of platform that can be that is a product of playing music as a living, then I want to use it for something beyond myself. And the other thing is I'm just a lot less interested in writing songs about my personal relationships and any decisions I have made, yeah, be them epically disastrous or not. And I've done that. You know, I did that for two records, or I grew up doing that. And I'm more interested in an outward-looking approach.
I wonder if that's always been there for you, because I read somewhere that the first song you wrote, or one of the first songs that you wrote, was about Lord of the Flies.
Oh, nice one. Yes, that's true. That the first song I ever wrote was for a book report in eighth grade, and I chose to write a song about it. And I don't remember specifics. I remember it was in A minor. There was furious strumming, very dark lyrics. I don't know how I rhymed anything with piggy, but I did.
Well, epic social commentary then, even in your very first song.
It's my best work, probably.
On that note, Tao Nguyen, it's been so much fun and such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we've been talking to Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Their new album is titled We the Common. They'll be performing this Friday and Saturday night at the Royale Nightclub in Boston. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. And let's go out on one more song called Kindness Be Conceived.
Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. You can go to Radio Boston and see a skit featuring Tao Nguyen and comedian John Hodgman, who will be joining us on the show tomorrow. When you're there, you can also see a video of the 2013 World Series banner being raised today at Fenway Park. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.